Hello, is this Naveen?
Yes.
Hey, Naveen, it's Patrick with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I just had a few pieces of information I needed to go over real quick with you. So the address for Omkar, is that the 1260 Alabama Street, correct?
Yeah, that's we have another business here.
Mm-hmm.
Motel, it's called Motel 7 West, and that's mine. And I do my all my bookkeeping from here, so that's why I put that address.
Okay, I gotcha. But the one for Omkar, I noticed on one of the quotes it had the address, looks like out there in Pearland, Texas. Is that like where the headquarters is?
No. There's nothing about Texas. No, it should be 1650 Industrial Park Avenue.
Right, yeah, that's what I was going off as well.
On suites.
Right, exactly. And that's where the generator's going, exactly, right? The Country Inn and Suites?
Yeah, 1650.
Mm-hmm, perfect. Yeah, I noticed that as well. I'm looking right on the email right now. It's the Orion Power Group. The name, address, it says Omkar Management, and then the address on it is 6515 Broadway, Pearland, Texas.
No.
That's not you guys?
That's not us, guys.
Is that maybe just like a spelling error on Orion, the Power Group? Not on your guys' end?
Yeah, maybe it's something wrong on...
No, I got you. I'm just trying to get that cleared up real quick before I get it submitted.
No, ours is 1650 Industrial Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah, I saw that on...
92373.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I saw that. All right, just making sure on that one. I did notice that Omkar had a website, but, you know, you guys aren't affiliated with them at all. That's a different one.
Yeah, that's different.
Okay, cool. And then for the Country Inn and Suites, the one on Industrial, do you guys own that building, or are you guys paying rent on that?
No, it's ours. We pay you mortgage.
Okay, what's the mortgage payment you guys are making on that?
$30,000 to SBA through...
You cut out right there at the end, I'm sorry. I got $30,000. And then what was that?
SBA.
Okay, so that
one. Yeah, that's with SBA, with the Royal Business Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And $5,000 to Royal Business Bank. On $500,000.
I'm a little confused right now.
Okay, we have $5,500,000 outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
$5 million is with SBA.
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 is with Royal Business Bank.
$500K is with Royal.
Uh huh.
And those were those loans that you mentioned when Mom bought out the business partner, right?
That's correct. Correct. So it's gone down a little. It's gone down a little bit, but you know it. Within a year or so. I can give you the exact numbers if you guys wish at that time, but, you know, to me, it's not going to make a difference that much.
Right, and I know it's not because we're working on equipment. If we were doing the capital, it would be important. But,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Right. So since we're going on equipment...
As a payoff would be...
Mm-hmm. No, I just needed to get the breakdown for the mortgage payment that you guys are making each month that.
Yeah.
So in total, it's about $35K a month?
Yes.
With $5K from Royal and then $30 from the SBA?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then go ahead. You cut out again. I'm sorry.
You should have seen that on the bank statements.
Mm-hmm. And with Omkar, too, on Alabama, are you guys renting that, or do you guys own that building as well?
No, that's our own.
Okay, and what's the mortgage like on that one as well?
Nothing. It's cashed out.
Okay, so you guys aren't paying any, you guys already outright, you know, own it and everything?
Yeah.
Perfect. I just needed to get the rent or mortgage breakdown for each of those locations real quick. All right, so I think I got that cleared away. And then you said Mom, when was it that she ended up becoming the 100% business owner? When did she...
September the 2015.
Okay, right. Just
so it was just recently, less than 2 years, we purchased her.
Right, yeah, and did you maybe help her out with filing the California SOS? Because I noticed your name was on the business filing for the state secretary.
Yeah, I help her do all that. I do all that stuff for her.
Yeah, I know you mentioned that to me as well, too. Just wanted to clear that up before I got this submitted. And then I also noticed that you guys filed the tax return as a sole prop, but you guys
basically
your LLC.
So what happens now is, since she's the owner, that's how the accountants do it. I don't know what reason, because there's no partnership in there anymore.
Right.
When we did have partnerships, we were giving everybody K-1s.
Mm-hmm.
Through OMCAR.
Right. But now that she owns it, it's a sole prop, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, I think that cleared up just about everything I needed to get taken care of, and I'll go ahead and get this taken care of for you, Vivian.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.